Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
Great to have your company on Summer Breakfast. Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell with you. Hope your day has started well on a Monday. And the Aussies will be looking to start well on Wednesday because the first test of the summer starts then in Perth. It's Australia and the West Indies after, well, what can only be described, I guess, as a headline-heavy build-up concerning the former coach Justin Langer. But Brett Lee will bring this test to the small screen for Fox Cricket, of course, and he joins us on the line. G'day, Brett. Welcome.
Morning, Sam. Morning, Scoob.
Great to have you on. What sort of anticipation have you got for this one, Binger? And, you know, what can we reasonably expect from these two teams?
Well, I always get the itchy hands, mate, when I hear that we're playing in Perth, or the Aussie boys are anyway. So that was always a, you know, a wonderful place to play. First test of summer, I think it's a great venue to play at. And we're up against, you know, two quality nations in West Indies and then South Africa later on for the last three. So, look, there's been a huge build-up. I'm really hoping that we get big crowds and some wonderful cricket.
What's Steve Smith done to himself? He's done himself a mischief on the so right. I don't know if you ever use the so right to just sort of loosen up the so ass, Brett, but he's hurt himself, but supposedly will be okay.
Yeah, look, fingers crossed that he will be okay. There's been a couple of unfortunate injuries in cricket recently, not only with the Aussies, but around the world. So, you know, with Maxi breaking his leg at a 50th or a 60th birthday party, but yeah, I reckon Smudgy will be okay.
Bing, morning.
Morning, how's things?
I can't complain. Mate, what about the sweaty palms, you know? Perth wicket. You just bullied people over there. You tried to hurt them.
Well, mate, unfortunately, I wasn't an all-rounder like you, mate. I didn't have the best of both worlds, so I had to do something and try and do it properly. But, you know, for me, you know, as you know, you've played a lot of cricket over in Perth. It's a great venue to play. I know it's not the whack. I know it's at a different stadium now. But what we saw throughout the T20 World Cup is that, you know, it's got real good bounce and carry, and that's what I love to see. I'm not, you know, expecting every single pitch to be a green top and fly through, but when there's something in it for the fast bowlers, and I guess bowlers in general, it's a pretty handy pitch to play on. The West Indies, though, they've got some quick bowlers as well, so guys like Kemar Roach and can get the ball through at a decent, you know, couple of knots, so looking forward to the first test.
Well, it's good that those characteristics are now starting to transform from the whacker to, you know, the new facility now, because that is synonymous with Perth.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. When you tour around the world and, you know, now me being on the other side of the fence, being a commentator or a broadcaster, you sort of, you know, you go over to India and you know what you're going to get with the Indian wickets. You know what you're going to get when you go to England. I think Australia, for a period of time there, lost that, you know, almost what is the Australian wickets? You know, we know that with Perth, it was always fast and bouncy. We know Adelaide was going to, you know, turn on days two and three, four. Sydney was, a slow, raging turner. So I think Australia's getting back to those traditional wickets that we saw throughout the 70s, 80s and 90s, which is really exciting. Yeah, but Perth, I mean, really excited about how the fast bowls are going, Perth.
Bing, it's been a really interesting build-up to this test series, and I agree with you, the test summer is going to be a beauty. Thoroughly looking forward to what South Africa are going to bring to the table. I hope the West Indies are up there as well, but you know, there's going to be a focus during these first couple of test matches, in particularly the first one, the relationship of Lang and Cricket Australia and the players and the coaching staff, et cetera, et cetera. And the WA public, they are fiercely loyal. Do you think there's a factor there that you know, the following is going to be a little less Australian-friendly than usual in Perth?
Look, I hope not, mate. I really hope not. Look, there's been a lot said, a lot of conjecture around, you know, former players and certainly what's happened with Justin Langer recently and, you know, a comment that was made on a podcast. And, And you guys know how it works with the press. You know, you can hear one word and then construe a completely different story. What I do hope happens is that we all move on. We don't keep talking about the same stuff that's happened the last week or so in the press. And I really hope for Cricket Australia's sake that they can, you know, get a packed house at Optus Stadium. I really hope that there's no issues between the former players. And I know personally I'm mates with the current crop of players. I'm mates with the older guys that, you know, I've had the pleasure to play in. The sides like, you know, Justin Langer and Warney and Gilchrist and co. So I think Perth will turn it on. I think they will put out, you know, a huge crowd. And it's all about the cricket now, if I'm concerned. Let's get out there and play some decent cricket.
And you've been in dressing rooms, Brett, where, you know, albeit different, but there's been controversies, there have been matters off the field that you've had to contend with. Does it come into the dressing room? And if it does, once the test starts, are you able just to get on with business? I mean, the age-old question is what effect it might have on the players and such.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the way that, and I'll go back to what I said before, like, you know, we're sort of talking about this like it's the first time it's ever happened, but there's been things that have happened in sport and business. You know, you're not going to be best mates with every single teammate. You know, you'll get on, they'll be colleagues. It's the same as, I'm sure, down at SEN Breakfast, there'll be, you know, people that get on better than other people. It doesn't mean you don't like a certain person.
I don't like him, Bing. I don't like Sam, mate.
But the thing is, right, it's a work environment and you are a professional athlete. And what I will say is that if there are any issues, you get over those issues. Once that first ball is about to be bowled, you know, you're playing for your country, you're wearing the baggy green cap. To me, that's all that I worry about. You know, you don't have to worry about what's happened in the lead up or the build up. You know, people could say things and try and rock the boat, but at the end of the day, it's a very tight knit unit. I'm looking forward to the Aussies getting out there and hopefully thumping the West Indies.
Now, Big, I've got to ask you this before we let you go, because Fox, your network, are running a campaign this summer to find the game's greatest ever character. So my question to you is simple. Who is the biggest character you've come across in your time in cricket?
Well, yeah, you mentioned Fox sells a ton of cricket. We did it last year. It was all about the moments, but this year it's about the characters. And the thing that I love is that there are 100 to vote for. I'm not going to influence the public as to who they should vote for, but me personally, and Scoob, obviously being a former teammate of the great Merv Hughes, I mean, to get the whole MCG crowd, you know, doing a stretch, that has to be one of my favourite characters of the game. Warney with the stump, Dennis Lilly in 79, I think it was, with the aluminium bat. There are so many to vote for, but I play with some amazing characters. Warney, I mean, how do you go past Shane Warne when you think about a character of the game? So there's 100 to vote for, guys and girls. We'll see on the 16th of December when it's announced.
Bingo, give us a champ for the cause for Australia, you know, in the first two test matches. Who do you think will dominate with the ball and the bat?
Watch David Warner. I think Warner will definitely be a guy that will be hungry for runs. You know, coming off a magnificent, you know, 100. I think his first 100 in about 1,100 days, I think I read somewhere. And in terms of the fast bowlers, I mean, you know, Pat Cummins, I think that he'll obviously, with the leadership qualities and roles that he's now got that responsibility for, and the bouncy wickets, a bit of seam there, I think Pat Cummins might be a guy to watch as well.
Brett, we can't wait to watch it all on Fox, of course. Best of luck with it all. Can't wait for it to start on Wednesday. Red Ball Cricket is back, which is fantastic, and can't wait to watch it all unfold. Yes, Scoob, you wanted to say something?
No, I just wanted to say thanks to Brett. No, I didn't really mean I didn't like it.
Oh, good. That's
joking.
Good to hear. We like being in
there. You guys can sort out, you know, your little mates and stuff, and I'll let you guys go. But thanks, Dan. It's always a pleasure.